Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity, with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ASK at LifeCoachAday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, touchy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, touchy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One. Dad, you're supposed to jump over the row.
One more time. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Gone. I can't believe how fast this thing called life goes on. I still recall when I was young, the mama's baby.
has a daughter and two sons. Radio, don't play my songs. My kids rock out, they know the words and sing along. Circle of life, it's kind of strange. Sometimes it breaks my heart, but all of life is changed.
Because when I look in your eyes, I see the God light. Thank you, Troy, for that beautiful prayer affirmation. That is the truth. We are God light in expression, God light in action, God life too. Yeah, that's right. We are God life. So your life is the life of God. When you know your life is the life of God, you are enough. But sometimes you got to prove to yourself that you are enough. You got to become a life scientist. So not just because you're being told you're enough, until you experience and embody the truth that you are enough, you keep walking around feeling like you're not enough, and you keep beating yourself up and beating yourself down and just kicking your own hips. Yes, but when I look at you, I see the God light. I know everything is perfect. Thank you, Troy Horn. I'm really feeling his song, man. And just grateful for the opportunity to play those songs and more. And he's going to be joining us, I think it's March 5th, somewhere around there. You just keep listening. You guys don't need date. There's no date, really. It's just the structure. Some of us won't make it till March 5th. Yes, I know. You may think, oh, God, that's so morbid. But it's the truth. Now, it may not be those of you that are listening, but we will know somebody who made a transition. We may not be related to them, but we will hear about somebody transitioning. So in this moment, it is so important for us to embrace our God light and really know for our own soul salvation that we are all right and we are enough. It's really that simple, but the mind fights that concept. Like, it can't be that simple. The truth is, you are enough. And when you don't experience that, when we're not experiencing that, when we're not feeling that, it is simply because the stories we're telling ourselves are our thoughts. And we go more into details about that real soon. Okay. It's crazy, isn't it? You know, we are told, we're reminded that we are enough, but we experience life from a place of pain. Not enough. Don't have, can't get, need, want. But we told you're enough. It's like you're in pain and somebody says to you, you're blessed and highly favored. It's like, get out my face right now. Let's unpack that. What does that really mean? We'll see. There's some information standing by, and I'm listening to let it flow through me as me, and the energy you bring to the table would nourish all of us, because we are all getting ready to cook this soul food that we're serving together. I just happen to be the voice that you hear, and then others who choose to call in. But we're all having this conversation together. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And you make a difference. You make a difference when you tuned in to yourself and you remembered what time it is. When you said to yourself, I need some inspiration. I need to go listen to that crazy guy. Whatever you said, you tuned in to yourself. You heard your soul guide you that there is something here for you. So thank you for saying yes. Thank you for making a difference. Thank you for being part of my life. Thank you for being part of my spiritual unfoldment. Sometimes it's raw and I want to hide, but I can't because I made this agreement and I said yes. And now my mind, my intellect, my egoic mind is like, oh, man, why you just go out there talking about how vulnerable you are? Shut the flip up. This is about my soul salvation. The egoic mind is afraid of dying. If you tell them you're vulnerable, then we have no protection. We don't need protection. Well, I'll leave that alone. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me, Jesus. Yes, 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 you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. And we welcome you. I am your host. That's it. I am is your host. That's all you need to know. And I'm bringing another I am. I am expressing as a co-host or co-producer, should I say. And I am expressing as Celeste. I am expressing as the woman with the voice. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing today? This thing went on mute. But before you say something, actually, let me just let people know, if they want to get Troy's music, go to his website, troyhorn.com. Troy, T-R-O-Y, on H-O-R-N-E.com. The lady with the voice, Spider Woman, Celeste Morgan. How are you doing, my friend?
I am great. You want me to call you some of your names before we start?
I'm not afraid, because everything you call me will be an expression of your consciousness. And I know you're a beautiful human being, so I don't care what you call me.
A wonderful Mad Hatter, Batman. What else do I call you? Hey, no, seriously, on a serious note, Life Coach today, we need a bell for a special occasion.
We need a bell?
Yeah, we need something go ding, 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 ding. Oh, I hear fire trucks.
Hold on. Let me run to the kitchen. Let's see. Hold on. Maybe I don't need to do that. Okay, here we go.
I love it. I love it. That's what I wanted to do. That's beautiful. I appreciate it. Because you have a first-time listener in the chat room by the name of Auras. Yes. First time in the house of love.
Oh, let's bring it in the circle. Hey, Auras. Hey, Auras.
Hey, Auras.
It's your birthday, because this is your birthday. And you come in here. Get in the circle. You got to dance. It's your birthday.
I know, right? I tried to get the chair dance with Troy.
We're not usually this crazy. It's your aura that's blinding us.
Okay. And with that love and light, we also had a prayer request from dear Mariana that there is a friend going through a hard time. And I said that we were going to enfold her and this gentleman in loving light and support. So I wanted to bring those to you.
And with heart open wide, recognizing that God is all there is, mm-hmm. that God is the activity of your friend's life, and love is everywhere evenly present, we see your friend healthy, whole, and complete, whatever they're dealing with, and anybody else going through a challenge right now, we lift you up and remind you that you bring the God light, so shine. And so it is.
And so it is, Life Coach Today. You better work. I love Wednesdays. I love it when you fly solo. I enjoy all the guests as well. But, man, when you just step into the studio and you cut up like this, it just gets me through for the rest of the week. We haven't even gotten to your announcements yet. Are you ready for that?
I mean, I just start putting the quarter in the machine to get a dose. Goddamn. You know, the jukebox. The juke and A-box. You know, put some money in it. And after, if you put a quarter in, you get 1 minute worth of conversation. You have to keep putting money in it.
What? No,
I got a debit card. We got a debit card. I don't have a quarter. Okay, wait, there's a debit card in there. We take food stamps and pay.
Wow. Wow. Okay, let me help him right now.
Okay. Okay.
We can barter.
What you got for me? What you got that I can use?
You know what I have for you that you can use right now, Life Coach Today, also Metaphysical Rebel? Do you know what I have for you? I have your announcements. Let's get to it.
Ooh, that's professional. Shut up. Okay, I'm shutting up. All right.
I'll never tell you to shut up. You keep shining, my brother. And hello to everybody on the phone lines and in the chat room. For Saggy, I see you. He doesn't do shout outs, but I do. Hey, For Saggy. Hey, and phone lady. What's up, Glenda? How you doing? Press one, y'all. Okay.
I do. I'm going to put more work on my table, so.
I'll do it for you. I'm your
here.
Southern
Bye.
Flavor. Yes, goodbye. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Nutty Professor, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page on Facebook. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do Facebook or you can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Also, you can email Life Coach a Day any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. You can also email him if you have a topic you would like Life Coach a Day to cover for an upcoming show. What has you curious? Let's get Life Coach a Day's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of February is Loving What Is, and we have wonderful guests coming up that will shift you one conversation at a time. Next week, we have special guest Monique Reffin returning to share her personal story on how she continued the civil rights tradition of her family by bringing compassion to politics. And being the last Wednesday of the month, we welcome back Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your Ancestral Blueprints may still be influencing your life today. This is a powerful way to wrap up Black History Month. You don't want to miss it. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Ambassa Safira for the Play Experience. Have you purposefully loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth with numerology, medicine cards, and tarot. Also, the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Finally, you have an opportunity to contribute to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. No amount is too small, and we thank you for being a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Applause, please, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm vain like that. Let me know you want me to come and share my Mad Hatter-ness. Nah, if you ain't going to clap, that's it.
Totally clapping. Totally clapping on the inside.
Okay, cool. Clap
there you
the
go.
Inside.
What's those buttons, man?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, I forgot to say, Ade, that it is Good News Wednesday, and I've got good news in store for you, my friend, and the family.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is, so I'm just going to let myself be surprised. I don't know what it is.
Then you are going to love it. Grab the Kleenex.
Okay.
All right. Have a great show, Life Coach.
I always have a Kleenex next to me every time I do my show, because I don't know what I'm going to come up with. They're like, man.
Well, we'll support you through it.
Yeah, thank God for the females. I get to lose my masculinity card because I'm just like, who's talking through me? Somebody was talking through me. So an unevolved soul was just talking to me right now. So don't
worry about it.
Ignore that statement.
Expressing yourself as being who you are, combining the masculinity and the femininity, which we all are. I learned that from you.
Yes, and when you know that, you know you're enough. And you are enough, Celeste. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate you. And
my pleasure.
See you around.
I can't wait. Go ahead.
Hello, family. I am Celeste Moore. I can't do it. Okay, bye.
Bye.
I try, but I just can't get it right. Oh, Lord. I actually like the fact that I get surprised on my own show because I don't know, those of you that I talk to outside of the show, well, you guys say I'm crazy anyway. So no disclaimers, move along. So, ladies and gentlemen, Marie Pappas, welcome. For Saggy, welcome. Silent listeners, disguised as guests, Mariana, Monica is in the house. Donna is in the house. Glenda is in the house. Tanya is in the house. Tamara is in the house. Deborah is in the house. Do you know what's common in all those names? Most of them had an A behind it. How does that happen? I don't know, but I really don't care. It is what it is, right? Why are you even tripping? Well, I welcome you, ladies. I welcome you, gentlemen. The gentleman or the guy, they're the one, they're disguised as guests, you know. And then later on, they were like, bruh, I was listening to you, man. You know, when you were feeling all raw and teary out yesterday, I was crying with you, man. But, you know, my girl was next to me. I couldn't let her see me cry. But, you know, I want you to know, even if you don't see me, I got your back. I'm like, You are enough to be crazy, to be silly. That's right. What are we talking about today? You are enough. How are you doing, ladies? No, that's not it. We want to welcome our within listeners as well. Yes, indeed. It's official. Through the power invested in me, I declare myself a nutcase. Oh, okay, so what were we saying again? Yeah, I welcome all the listeners, those of you listening on the archive, those of you I can't see that are listening, because we're finding out every day that there's so many more people listening that we don't see on the phone lines or on online. Yeah, but thank you. I am really deeply grateful for the opportunity for us to share, to grow together, and for an opportunity for you guys to just be there for me to do my own therapy. I ask myself a question and I answer. A friend of mine said that to me one time. She said, actually not long ago, she said, do you ever interview yourself? I'm like, oh, hell no. I was like, what? You say, so who are you? And then I answer. I'm like, no, that would be too much. But I do in some ways. So you guys hear like craziness. So if I lose you, hey, you've got to stay focused. You are enough is the topic for the day. The theme for the month is loving what is. And how do you love what is when you feel inadequate? How do you love what is when your life looks like it's not working? How do you love what is when you are struggling? How do you love what is when you're in pain? How do you love what is when you don't know if you're going to move to another state or don't have the money or want to move, or you've got something you really want to do that when you think about it, it lights you up, but you somehow cannot figure out how to do it? You remind yourself, you are enough. And we got some things we're going to be sharing with you. And we invite you. We dare you to live your best life. We dare you to call in and share your experience. What am I feeling? So much, so much. Well, let's start here. You think about it. Okay, let's go here. Let's go down to the basics. Yeah, I have a lot. I'm just letting it all settle in. I've been listening all morning. I look at the dictionary, and it defines enough as adequate for the want or need, sufficient for the purpose or to satisfy desire, adequate for the want or need. You know, there's always that debate of you don't need anything, you get everything you need, want is just this, and that's, I get it. I get the thought behind the thought. But there are times when we go through life, for those of you who listened yesterday, you know, the experience, I don't even understand how I chose this mission to live out my own spiritual stuff out loud. But, you know, when I get beyond my head, my five senses, I welcome it, because I've always said I want my life to be an example of what I teach. And that's a crazy prayer. So, you know, just I was where I was yesterday, feeling raw and vulnerable at the beginning of the show. And then towards the end, I was much in a better place. And that opened me up to receive so much more. But as I said yesterday, there was a part of me that wanted to hide that would rather not have that experience while I'm doing the show. But what better time to have that experience? So when we talk about loving what is, it's about loving what is happening in your life. It is about loving what is going on in your life.
What if I don't like it?
I don't care. Love it. Love the fact that you don't like it. Love is freedom. Love is acceptance. Love is allowing. Now, we get this idea that when we say loving what is, and if we're in pain, we should just go, oh, I'm in pain, but I love it. Oh, this feels so good. No, it doesn't. It feels, no. Love, real love is freedom. Real love is acceptance. Real love is allowing, and fear is resistance. So when we say loving what is allowing life to flow through you as you grow through the challenges that you're experiencing, so that you can see and know. I mean, I'm not talking about intellectual know. You can know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are enough. But here's a trick. There's a cosmic universal hide and seek. It's the challenges that we go through and grow through that helps us recognize who we are. See, we live in two worlds, maybe more, but let's just, because we're on the planet right now, we're all physical beings, and, you know, maybe there are other non-physical beings listening. Well, they may not be listening, but they're speaking. I know they're talking to me. I hear voices, and I make no excuses about it. So commit me if you want, because I'm committed to serving. Serving the love, the truth, and all that life has to offer. So we live in two worlds. We live in the world of the unlimited. We live in the world of the limited. The unlimited space realm is the spiritual realm. It's the part of you that was never born and will never die. The part of you that is so much more. That even if your parents, your father and your mother never came together, you still exist. But because they did, they made the choice to come together, they became the channel for your essence to manifest on this limited realm, the physical realm. So something happens between coming from this unlimited space, the spiritual realm, the realm of the divine, and we now incarnate as a human being, and there's this thing called time and space. You gotta wait to do things. You gotta wait to drink your tea because you gotta boil the water first and it's got to come to a certain temperature. You gotta wait to get home to hug your children. You gotta wait to get paid from working for a whole month or a whole year, whatever. We gotta wait. And after so many times we experience ourselves through the five senses, through the physical realm, that we forget the essence of who we really are. Sometimes we forget that that's why we're here. We're here to redefine ourselves, to represent God, to reflect God, to express God on this planet. So when we're going through challenges, I use myself as an example, not a new one, just the one we had yesterday. Even though I was feeling what I was feeling, going through what I was going through and growing through, I am still, on some level, all good, all perfect. And for you, whatever you're moving through right now, Mariana talked about her friend who's going through a situation. He or she is still perfect is enough in spite of what they're going through. Now, the mind cannot wrap itself around that because the mind says, I can't touch it. I don't understand that. It's a bit woo-woo for me. Oh, that spiritual stuff. Oh, that loving stuff. Life is more than love. Well, the mind really lives in the past because everything that is created is in the past. It's done. It's in the past, and you can just pass it. Just let it go. Release it. But when you allow yourself to always come back, no matter what is going on, and ask yourself, who am I? What is the truth about me? I am so much more than what I'm experiencing. And because of the thoughts that I've had, I am now fooling myself to believe that the limited thoughts, the limited thinking are real or true. You know, the five senses. There's the world of the five senses, and there's the world of the no sense. So when somebody says to you from today on, it's like, you're making no sense. It's like, wow, I'm enlightened. And you are too, to recognize it, because it's out of the no sense that the five senses come from. Out of the no thing is where everything is created. And this no thing is you. This no thing you are one with. And it is enough to recreate itself through you as you, as a human being, as a plant, as a tree, as an animal, as so much more. So when I say you are enough, it's really a reminder. A reminder to go back to the beginning, to go back to the truth of who you are. And if you don't know that, then that's your work. What moves you? What makes you come alive? What lights you up? And when you connect with what lights you up, you will recognize, remember that you are enough. Now, if you use the external circumstances to define who you are, you've already lost the game of life. When we say who we are, when we define ourselves, all the labels that we put on ourselves, that's just an expression. In the description, we have, it's really that simple. And the description for today's show is, in truth, the difference between feeling successful or unsuccessful are your doubts about yourself and your life. And your doubts stem from your thoughts. The moment you shift your mindset, life responds. The moment you shift your mindset, life responds. What is life responding to? You know, it's a trick in that statement. I want to go back to A Course in Miracles. You've heard me say it. Those of you who are students of A Course in Miracles know this. I mean, there are up to, 50 definitions of miracles. But the simplest one that I like is, a miracle is a shift in perception from fear to love. A shift in perception. What does that mean? If you find yourself saying, oh, my God, my toes are throbbing, they're going to fall off, and then I have to be on crutches, and now I don't have insurance, and how am I going to get my toe healed? Because, oh, my God, I can't be on crutches because I got too much to do. But if I'm on crutches, then my life is over. That's fear thoughts. That's limited thinking. We take one thing and we just create a whole lot of mess. But the moment you shift your perception and you say, wait a minute, my toe is throbbing, hurting. What do I need to do? Oh, it's calling for my attention. It's asking me to pay attention inward now. Why is my toe throbbing? Oh, it will be healed. As a matter of fact, it's too painful. I'm going to take a painkiller so that I can think straight. But the truth is, I know that this pain is just as a tap, as a knock on my soul, on my consciousness to wake up and to remind myself that I am enough. And we, you know, as human beings, we have the opportunity to think what we want. We talk about free will. Yeah, you got free will, all right? So why not use it wisely? You got the free will to think right, to think righteously, or to think in error. And whichever direction your thinking goes, you are going to reap the benefit. It's about raising your vibration. How do you raise your vibration? You raise your vibration by having higher thoughts. Excuse me. You raise your vibration by declaring what is true about you. You raise your vibration through loving thoughts. You use affirmation. You get to you the truth of who you are. You raise your thought by shifting your mindset that this is not my reality. That is also known as a denial. This pain is not my reality. There is a part of me that is painless, that knows nothing but peace, that knows nothing but joy, that knows nothing but abundance, laughter. When you make that shift in consciousness, life responds. Now, life doesn't say, oh, you shift your consciousness, now I'm going to give you what you desire, what you're asking for, what you're praying for. Well, when you shift your consciousness, when you shift your perception, the miracle is you get to see that your good already exists. Your good is already here. You are the good you seek. So life responds. Life is really, you know, the English language, a language period, is limited because every time you try and define something, define yourself, talk about an experience that you're going through, you're already limiting the experience. So life responds, but you really are opening up to what is really true. So this conversation today is about supporting you to just fall deeper into the essence of your greatness. You want to ask yourself, how are you defining yourself? How are you defining your life story? Okay. There's a question. I know I just started in a minute. How are you defining your life story? Or Marie, it'll be good if you call in because I can give you an answer. But clearly, if you ask me, how do you do that? Love what is happening. I can give you an answer, but it may not speak to specifically what you're dealing with. But I did kind of say earlier, so maybe the question came in a few minutes ago because I'm on a roll. I got my eyes closed. I'm not looking in the chat room, but now I am. But let's just pretend that you haven't got your answer because we're making this thing called life up. We're making it up. We are making it up. There is no future. You are creating the future. So when you talk about, or when we hear people talking about the future looks gloom, the future looks, it is what you say it is. We are all creating our future. So let's see, I'm getting another. Oh, okay, good. So, or are you happy with my example of how to love what is? Loving what is looking at what happens. And let's just say it's a disagreement. Let's just say it's a, well, disagreement. Now, you can have a disagreement with somebody, and you can just say, I hate them. They are, so many words are trying to come out of my mouth right now, but I won't go there. That son of a you know what, and I can't stand that. Ooh, they get on my, you know, fill in the blank for yourself. Fill in the blank for yourself. You know, in that moment, you can catch yourself and release your judgment of the person, of the thing, and ask, what is the lesson here? What do I need to see? Because clearly, this is happening for a reason. Clearly, and everything that is happening is bringing us back to ourselves. Everything that is happening. I had a post that I put on my wall somewhere. Let me see if I can find it. Where there is you alone are enough. You have nothing to prove to anybody. That's one. That's a good one. But that's not the one I'm looking for. I like doing that for some reason. No, I don't. But anyway, here we go. The real gift of a challenge is who you become by facing it. That's it. That's the show right there. The real gift of a challenge is who you become by facing it. And when you think of not just Aura, Marie, not just her, but all of us, when we think of the challenges that we've gone through, when we think of things that we've gone through,
it's during those times that we get to see that there is something more, there's something powerful. We get to see how we are growing spiritually, how mature we are. Sometimes we embrace the maturity, sometimes we judge where we are in consciousness. We say, I wish I'm this, I wish I'm that, I hope I wish I'm there. But sometimes you don't wish and hope for nothing. Just be where you are. Where you are is where you are. There ain't nothing you can do about it. And clearly, if you're not where you wish to be, it ain't helping you right now. I'm going to say it like that. It ain't helping you right now. It's not helping you right now. So wishing for something is, it's a head trip. I wish this has not happened. I wish someone loves me. I wish my life is not like, that's the head trip. Because once you finish making the wish, you're going to come back to the truth. You are enough. How do you express your enoughness? The truth is there's nothing we need to seek for. There's nothing we need to search for. But because we live in this two worlds, then we come on this planet to search for ourselves, to know ourselves, to discover who we are, to uncover who we are. It's a trick, a universal hide and seek. You become a spiritual archaeologist. Now you get to choose that when there is a breakdown, when there's a challenge, if you want to just complain and blame God for what's going on in your life, or you can say, I really don't like this, this is painful. But at the very least, I'm just going to take a breath. I don't know what's happening. I don't know the answer. I don't know how. But I am trusting in a power that is deeper than what I can see with my physical eyes, than what I can experience with my five senses. Now, I got some stories I want to share with you just to convey the same message. But before I do that, there's a note here. That's funny. Oh, okay. It's funny that Aura said, focus and clarity helps you love what is happening. And then she goes, I'm just messing with you. It's okay. Don't be sensitive. She said, sorry, doing other things and listening, but I shall have to listen again without distraction. And then she said, everyone's lesson is so unique. Thank you. So, well, you can't be giving me messages and not make it clear. Aura said focus and clarity help. So you got to be clear, Celeste. Okay, no. So Aura wasn't, Aura wasn't distracted. Somebody else was. Okay, let me read this to you. The number is, oh, wait a minute, I'm so confused. I'm so confused. Back to focus and clarity. But anyway, let me get back over here. You got to make it plain. There's a book called Three Magic Words. Three Magic Words. Focus and clarity is a wonderful thing. It sure is. The number is, for you, 347-426-3346. And those of you who are listening already, if you want to add to the conversation, have a question, you doubt, you disagree, you just say, I don't believe what you're saying. Just press one of your keypad. If you're not calling already, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346, and press one on the keypad. Or you can just post your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears. On the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show fan page, like page, or like Celeste would say, fan like page, or the Life Conversations Radio fan like page, and we'll be happy to get to it. But I want to read something to you here because it kind of summarizes everything that I'm saying. You know, we're stimulating thoughts and reminding you that you alone are enough. We spend too much time trying to prove to others because we haven't spent much time being with ourselves. Here we go. I like this. This book is Three Magic Words. It's U.S. Anderson. UL. I think is the U stands for UL. I don't know what the S stands for. But the three magic words, I won't tell you what it is because it's part of the book. And it tells you later what the three magic word is. And when you understand, when you grab, when you embody, when you digest the three magic words, you will know indeed that you are enough. I am enough. And when you know that you're enough, no matter what you're moving through, even if you're in pain, even if you're feeling sad, you know you're enough. So you become an observer of what happens in your world. There's a difference. Just because you're enough doesn't mean you don't feel pain, because you live in a human realm. You live in this physical planet. You're going to have challenges. But when you're clear about you, when you're clear about the three magic words, when you, not you are enough, when there's another magic, there are other magic words, you can go through an experience and you are resourced by the truth, the source within you that says to you, even though this is the worst thing that could be, you feel like this is the worst thing that could ever happen to you, it's going to be okay. For those of you who watch Beyonce on HBO recently, and there's so many other things I've watched, and she was talking about things, you know, there's some things that she thought wasn't going to happen because they didn't rehearse in time, but everything turned out all right. It always does. The truth is, oh, I like this. Oh, I'm hearing this. What happens is when we're planning for something, we have all, I'm going to read in a minute, but I'm just catching the new awareness here. When we're planning for something, we have all the things we want to do, and we even have the fears because we want to do this so this doesn't happen, to avoid that happening. But on the day of, when you step into doing the thing that you've been planning to do, that you've been coordinating, of course it works out, because in that space, you are the place where you have to let go. Now you're just allowing the moment to guide you. And because now you're not in the place to decide if it's going right or not, you just got to do your best. You show up and God shows out. So, of course, it always turns out right. Your story, your life is already written. The character, you're part of a play that is already written. You auditioned for it, and you were accepted, and that your acceptance led you to being on this planet. And the script is already available. You think you have to write the script. No, no. The script is inside. The script is all around you. The script is called life. The script is called your relationships. And whatever you decide, it is all accepted. So here's what I want to read to you. And then I'm going to read something from, I think I'll read something from Sacred Yes after Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. I don't know when I start doing that. But anyway, stay focused. So from the three magic words, U.S. Anderson, yep. All decision is acceptance. All decision is acceptance. Here we go. Check this out. Talking about success and unsuccessful, or successful and unsuccessful, or success and failure. Here we go. For example, let us suppose that you set out to be a successful businessman. Now, the book was written in so many years ago, so he said, man. So, ladies, just relax. I am a mess, and I embrace my mess. That's why I can catch the message. And what happens, ladies? I can deliver the message. There you go. For example, let us suppose that you set out to be a successful businessman. At the start of your venture, you correctly will have affirmed to yourself, I will be a successful businessman, woman. It is this affirmation that starts you on the road. Now, let us suppose that you buy a quantity of merchandise, and when you offer it for sale, you find there are no takers. Your immediate premise is that you have made a mistake. This is followed closely This is followed very closely by the thought that you are about to lose a sizable amount of money. Shortly, you will be visualizing your business failure. Before long, you will have envisaged yourself as a bankrupt, without capacities, without hopes, beset on all sides by a cruel fate. What are you affirming now? You're affirming your business failure, of course, and as long as these convictions predominate in your thinking, there is no necessity for going to the office at all. For everything you do will be aimed at failure, and failure will be inevitable. If you believe that because you start out, this is me talking now, you do something, you have this wonderful idea, you want to do it, and the first person tells you, no, I'm not interested, it's not going to work, or you share your idea, oh, that's kind of crazy, and now you believe that you're just wacky, that you know it wasn't a great idea, you know it was stupid, and you believe it, oh, that's pointless, and then you start judging yourself. Once you subscribe to that way of thinking, everything you do from that point will be aimed at failure. How you communicate about your gift, how you communicate about your passion will be from a place of failure because you're thinking, you know, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know what my gift is. I've been trying, I'm trying, I'm trying. Oh, whoa, it's me. Whoa, shut the flip up. Now, here's the flip side, speaking of shutting the flip up. You've got to think success to be successful. No one was ever successful by thinking failure. No one was ever a failure by thinking success. It is that simple. And the tool which we must use to prevent negative circumstances come from entering our lives is that of faith. Faith. To return to the above example, the crucial point at which faith must be exercised is the point at which it becomes apparent that there is no market for the quantity of merchandise which the businessman has purchased. At this juncture, he must refuse to accept this as a mistake. Check that out. He must refuse to accept this as a mistake, as a forerunner of evil, as an indication of a forthcoming failure. He must reaffirm to himself the fact that he is to be a successful businessman and know that a power greater than he is directing him in the correct path. He must understand that it is not up to him to determine the ways and means and the exact sequence of events by which he is to attain his end. He must understand the great subconscious mind, or God, will effect its own ways and means and time in which to accomplish it. He must take to his heart the words, in every apparent failure, there is the seed of great opportunity. If we but have the heart and the faith to see it. The moment our businessman has refused to accept failure, has seen in his apparent negative circumstance only a rung on a ladder to his ultimate goal, he will find the market for his goods created perhaps in a far different manner than he originally has envisaged. And what could easily have been a disaster, he will have turned into a great victory. Through faith, to faith, and nothing more. through faith and nothing more. So what are you seeking to create? What are you seeking to give birth to? What is that something? What is the big dream? What is the big goal that you have? And just because your parents said you couldn't do it, it won't amount to nothing to you. Whatever the story is, you have to reaffirm yourself and to yourself that you are already a success. Why? How do you know you're already a success? Because you are enough. The essence. We had Dr. Frank Kingslow on Monday join us here and reminded us that we are pure awareness. And everything that was already created starts from from pure awareness. If your focus is if how you define yourself is even based on your creation, you limit who you are. If you define yourself because you did something that was successful, you're like, oh yeah, I'm enough. Then even that is limiting yourself. Because the truth is, yes, regardless of if you are successful or not, you are still enough. I mean, just think about what you've gone through. Just think about where you are right now. Just think about life. Just think about what's happening in your body. Let's bring it down. Just think about what's happening in your body right now. Some of you are listening and you're doing other things. You're multitasking. You're listening. You may be typing. You may be tweeting. Maybe Facebooking or whatever. Maybe eating, cooking, or driving. But you're doing so many things at once. I mean, come on. Imagine if you had to be consciously aware of everything you were doing. You will drive yourself nuts. Your body is digesting. It's, you know, pulling a similar in the nutrients from what you ate. Your heart is pumping blood all over. Your brain is interpreting. Your brain is doing what it needs to do. Well, electric current is sent through your neurons and interpreting, creating pictures. You're imagining right now. You're visualizing right now. Maybe you're scratching your hips because you have an itch. You know, you're seeing things. You're listening. You're looking out and say, oh, I love that tree, but you're still listening. I mean, come on. Your lungs expanding. You're breathing in and out. I mean, come on. Just think about that. Don't go anywhere else. Just think about that. It's a trick. We're going to take a break in a few minutes. It's a trick, you know, because when we learn about who we are, when we read the spiritual books, when we listen to shows, TV shows, watch televisions or things about who we are, sometimes we listen to what the person is sharing with us that inspire us, and we compare it to where we are, and we judge where we are, and we say, I need to do better. Well, yeah, maybe. But the truth is, the only better you need to do is the better yourself by knowing that you're already better and not bitter. Better, B-E-T-T-E-R, and bitter, because, or bitter, like you guys would say, B-I-T-T-E-R, just in case you get tripped up by the accent. The difference between feeling successful or unsuccessful is your thought about it, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're moving through. And if you can just allow yourself to enjoy your creation, even if it did not turn out the way you want it to, trust the process. Because there are no mistakes. Nothing really is ever wrong. Because everything you do would either you figure out what you need to do something different, or you've achieved your goal. We got to start thinking different. It's really about taking our old mind back. It's like reclaim your own mind and say, listen, I'm in charge. Reclaim your thoughts, the limiting thoughts, and say, enough already. enough already for now. We're taking a break. We'll come back. Well, I'm going to do some more talking before we take a break. You know me. I'm just letting you know the thoughts, what I'm going to say in the future, but I say now because there's really no future because the future is right now. We're going to take a break in a minute or two. There's something that Reverend Deborah Johnson was sharing yesterday. Well, actually, I brought it up when we talked about that. And I want to read it to you because when you can really tap into who you really are, or better yet, when you can just accept yourself, accept your life, accept what is working in your life or what's not working in your life, oh my God, that's total freedom. That is total freedom. See, the minute you start feeling like, oh my God, that was so horrible, I messed up, that's your head. That's you thinking about stuff. That's you judging your creation. And you feel uncomfortable when you do that because there is a part of you, your inner being, your true self, is like, I'm not going there with you. So it's like a little child when they're holding on to something. You're trying to take them somewhere, and they're holding on to something. You're pulling it. Ow! You're hurting me! Stop! And you say, if you let go, you won't feel the pain. No! I don't want to go! You're hurting me! We do that as adults. Because the minute you start criticizing, judging yourself, what you did right, what you didn't do right, and why you are a screw-up, let's use that word. Sometimes I got to be aware of my own thoughts or my own words. You be a screw-up. That's you holding on to the past. Say, ow! And your inner being says, I'm not going there with you. But the minute you say to yourself, you know, clearly what I did, well, what I expressed was called for. Now I'm choosing to be different, and I embrace myself. I honor that conversation. I honor that experience. I honor that presentation. Yes, it could have been better, but it's not the end of the world. Everybody makes mistakes. Your inner being says, great, now let's create something different. Then you put yourself in a space where you say, you can ask people without cringing. Did that work for you? And they can say, wow, that was really good. You went somewhere else. And they're like, what, really? But the minute you start judging the things you do, your own creation, you cringe, you don't want people to tell you about it, you don't want to hear what they have to say, and you start interpreting their look as if they're crucifying you. Well, you're the one doing it. You are enough. You get that? Sometimes it's a process. Sometimes we sit in that and say, yeah. And other times, yeah. Yesterday I felt something was missing, but it wasn't. It was actually a gift. It was my intellectual mind. It was me thinking about what it looked like or how I didn't want to look that made it challenging. It's like, oh my God, not today. But why not today? Why not now? Yes, healing is about breaking open. You can't heal in the closet of your own consciousness. You got to reveal the truth of who you are. Then you get to reveal to yourself that you are indeed enough.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Yes, have courage, make that move. And even if you're going through an experience of depression, you are enough. Whatever sickness you're going through and growing through, you are enough. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. We've got a listener in the chat room. Username is Divinely Delivered. Yes, indeed, you are divinely. You are divinely delivered. We are that, all of us. And when you know you are divinely delivered, then you know you are enough. Because the divine is complete. It's all that is. It's wholeness. It's completion. And when you don't know your divine deliverance, if you will, then you might trip a little. But we're here not to trip. We're here to trust. Because we know that everything is working together for our good. And my computer is tripping. But I'm not going to trip about my computer tripping. I'm just going to trust the process. So in a minute, Celeste, I'm going to bring you on once we get all this worked out. Let's see. What's going on here? Okay, good. All right, just a moment to take a break. Let's just remind you who he is. And we're going to bring Celeste on. All right, here we go. Okay. It's time for Good News Wednesday. We don't have a music yet, but I've got to find one. I keep saying that, but then once I say it, I forget about it. So, Celeste, you're going to have to remind me. Oh, yeah, I don't need to play a song yet. Good News Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Celeste Morgan, what good news do you have for us today?
I have some great good news for you, Life Coach today.
Very good news.
Divinely, yes, great, great good news, and something that we can recreate in our own lives if we're oh so fortunate to do so. So I want to jump right into it, and Divinely Delivered is right on time. I'm just going to put a little note right there. Because delivery is featured prominently in a spiritual weather report today.
Awesome.
I just wanted to share that.
Awesome.
Don't you love synchronicity? Something told me.
I love it.
Something told me to go ahead and claim it right now before I get into it. So, that's from yesterday. If you didn't hear Deborah Johnson talking about the other name for God is something, you've got to go back and check it out in the archive. Okay, so. Welcome to Good News Wednesday on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. We are clear that what we focus on expands. And if we want to be the change we want to see, then it's time to focus on news that makes us smile instead of cringe. Every Wednesday, we'll be bringing you good news that you might not have caught in the mainstream media. Well, we are focusing on a new stream of love and light right now. A man gave away his home to a family in need. A 51-year-old man is moving back in with his parents so a homeless family can live in his house instead. Tony Tolbert's offer is good for one full year. The spare bedroom, his childhood home in Los Angeles, frequently went to people in need, which inspired his own version of the act. Tolbert, a Harvard-educated attorney, said, "You don't have to be Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or Oprah. We can do it wherever we are with whatever we have. And for me, I have a home that I can make available." Tolbert had never met the recipients. He found them through Alexandria House, a shelter for women and children. Felicia Dukes, a mother of four, couldn't believe the deal when she heard it. "They had a young man that wanted to donate their house to you for a year," Dukes recalled. "And I'm looking at her like, what? Like, are you serious?" She and the three of her children shared a single room at the shelter, whose rules prevented her adult son from joining them. Now, they're all back together. The whole family arrived at Tolbert's house, which will remain fully furnished for the duration of their stay. Dukes tearfully expresses her gratitude. "My heart just fills up and stuff. I'm just really happy," she said. "And we sharing your happiness with Tony Tolbert and the Dukes family. May you enjoy being with your family and continue experiencing blessings all year long." I found this good news from the dailygoodnews.org. This story was originally published by the Huffington Post. If you happen to hear of more good news like this one, inbox me on Facebook or email me at CelesteMorgan@hotmail.com. You can also reach me on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page. Now, be sure to pass this good news on and be somebody's good news today. Thank you. Life Coach Today, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Oh, I mean, I just think, you know, that's, for me, it's the, it just sums up today's show. He recognized that he's enough.
Yeah.
And there's always an option. There's always another way. And maybe some of us don't have a house to give up. We may not have a room to give, but there's always something we can give to somebody else. And that's a demonstration of today's show. Because when you know that you're enough, there's no loss. You can share. You can be loving. You can open your heart. You can just allow life to happen to you. And here's the thing I say to people, you know, when I was part of a mentoring group, or even, I mean, yeah, they used to say, you know, you got to think of the gift you're giving to the young people and how you change their lives. That's what they were telling the mentors. And I would say, well, that's true. But the truth is the mentors receive so much more from that relationship, sometimes more than the mentee. You know, when you say you're doing for somebody, you are touched by your own act of kindness.
Yes.
And that shifts you. So, you know, when you, if you do something looking for others to say thank you back, then you miss out. But if you're doing something from the goodness of your heart, man, that's you know, you can't measure that. You can't. You get to experience your own divinity. Thank you. I'm glad I didn't get to read that before the show because I haven't read it. Yeah, that moves me. I mean, of course.
Oh, I'm remembering a show that you did called Service is a Selfish Act. And that was a pretty powerful show in terms of what you're talking about. So thank you for that. I thought you might like that. I hope the family enjoyed it. Are you ready for your spiritual weather report?
Yes, we are, Celeste Morgan. Hello, family. I am. I am so
Cue mad. My music. Cue my music. See?
Oh, I'm glad you said that because I forgot. I'm
right?
Messing with you.
Focus and clarity, life coaching.
Yeah, listen. See if I get it right. Hello, family. I am Celeste Morgan. She won't be able to do it now. She's going to be giggling through it. Okay,
no,
let me mute
I
myself.
Won't. I learn from the best, which means I learn from you. I'm a professional at being goofy.
Hello,
so,
family. Hello, family. I am. Okay, stop it. Okay, I'm going. Bye.
Okay, we're just waiting a beat in case he feels the need to release. All right, we're fine now. Now it's time for your spiritual weather report. My name is Celeste Morgan, and the energy of the day gets reduced down to a 1 today, which is all about new beginnings. But I thought it might be fun to focus on the number 10. In numerology, we have a tendency to not focus on the zero, and zero is full of infinite possibilities. It's the Fool in tarot, which speaks of consciousness descending. It's the part of us that invites these juicy experiences of living so that we may go on our hero or shiro's journey to allow our soul to eat from the buffet of life. Now, one is the magician, and he's the superhero focused on action and making it happen. He has all the elements at his disposal so that he is prepared to learn and grow as he continues to mature on his soulful journey. So, if you are listening to this right now, you can don your favorite superhero cape because it takes a lot to say yes and keep getting reborn. In tarot, 10 expresses as the wheel of fortune, and the wheel of fortune is astrologically associated to the sign of Jupiter, or should I say the planet Jupiter. The wheel of fortune connects us to the transitional stages of life. We are reminded to go to the center, to ground ourselves on this ride of life. We define the meaning of the ups and downs of our life depending on the story we tell about our location. 10 shows up as the turtle in the medicine cards, one of the oldest symbols of Mother Earth and feminine energy. The 10th letter of the alphabet is J. Words like joyful, jubilant, and journey connect us to the powerful energy of 10. Today, we're going to put the spotlight on how 10 shows up from the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot through the suit of discs. The 10 of discs is called the wealth card in tarot. Disc relates to money, goods, services, work, business, as well as status, possessions, and property. The 10 of disc primary color on this card is yellow, and yellow is the color of power connected to the navel solar plexus. In Mother Peace, we find women from the community in a large circle holding sacred baskets and directing loving energy toward a woman who's in the process of giving birth. The head of the baby is crowning while she is being supported by two sister friends. The baby represents life force, seeds, dreams, thoughts, whatever you want to manifest in your life. It's about new beginnings and receiving your gifts. At this sacred moment, each of us are in an energetic circle. We represent all the actions on the card. As Reverend Deborah Johnson reminded yesterday, you are the baby. You are the mother, and you are the midwife. It's time to come together to celebrate the arrival of the authentic you in this precious moment, because you finally understand that you are enough. All is well, and that's the story of 10 of Discs through Mother Peace. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern on The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Do you know what struck me there when you talk about 10 of this?
What?
Represents wealth.
Yes.
And when we really remember, when we remember that we are enough, that's wealth. Because being enough means you got everything you need. That's wealth.
There you go.
I just love how just the universe just, I told you, this is a script. It's already written. We're just living it out. We think we're the one writing the script. We're a spiritual puppet. That's right. If you don't like it, I can't help you. You know, there is a universal grand master that's orchestrated. And thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you for
it's
that weather
pleasure.
Report.
And that concludes the segment of Good News Wednesday. Thank you for listening, family.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you.
Right back at you.
You know, life is really simple. It is really, really simple. It's the stuff between our ears that gets in the way. You got to let go of some of the junk. You got to release. You got to let go. You got to flush. You got to flush out that stuff. Destiny, Muhammad, the harpist, grace. Uh-huh.
All right, Destiny. Thank you for that. We're going to move from Destiny and support people to release the stuff that they're hanging around, holding on to. They're hanging on to and release it. And we're going to take a musical break, and then we'll come back and talk about authenticity. When you are living from a place of authenticity, you experience your enoughness. Your authenticity, your authentic self, becomes the medicine, the power, the guiding force, the fuel, the passion. That reminds you, like, oh, don't trip about that. You're all right. You're all right. Your authentic self. But sometimes some of us, we know about the authentic self. We want to live from it. We're struggling. We measure our authentic self based on what people say. But you know, you got to flush your consciousness. You got to let some go. You got to let some go. Some stuff. There's too much stuff floating around in your consciousness. Other people's belief system, other people's idea. It's time to let it go. It's time to forgive so you can forget. Tim McAfee Lewis.
Forget that morning. I was just really dealing with some stuff.
This song was written one morning.
When Reverend Michael started talking about forgiveness,
he talked about a personal experience around forgiveness.
And as when he said, "I forgive me,"
as he spoke those words,
I remember going to the piano right then and there
that flowed through him.
And those words from his sermon,
this song rose up in me.
They just rose up.
And it came out as this.
In a song.
I'm tired of the guilt that brings me pain. Now is the time for me to let go of the shame past behind. See you new. Yes, I'm ready for my change. Now I'm ready, oh no, ready for my change.
And it just simply came out, I forgive
you. I forgive. Forgive. I forgive. Every sin. Ready for my change.
I'm ready for my change.
Yeah, I'm ready for my change.
Ready for my change.
I'm
everything that I've been holding on to. All my stuff, all my years, all my weeks, all my days of not feeling good enough, not being smart enough, not being kind enough, not being loving enough. I let go.
It's one of the songs that captures the soul of agape. Just really getting to the place where we just forgive ourselves. And then in that capacity to forgive ourselves, we also have the capacity to forgive others.
I am ready for my change because you know what? I am enough. I'm standing up here, raising my hands. I'm having a Holy Ghost moment. I got a book in my hand. I don't know what made me stand up. But anyway, yes, that's Tim McAfee Lewis. I forgive me. All the stuff, all the things that you've been holding on to, it's time to let it go. Holding on to that BS belief system and the other stuff will keep you stuck in your stuff, and then you wonder why everything stinks because you're stuck in the BS. And you meant to let it go. So even if you're breaking down, you can embrace yourself. Even if things are not working out, you can embrace yourself. And the truth is, you can, if you really just make the choice to show up as who you are, therein lies your power. I promised to read something from the sacred, yes? Oh, Tim McAfee Lewis. Of course, you know where to find him. You can find him on Facebook, Tim McAfee Lewis. And, of course, you can find him at Agape, his virtual home, agapelive.com, agapelive.com, the home of Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith. Now, authenticity. Just listen to this. You may have heard it before because I just love this chapter on authenticity. And that's really what life is about. That's the struggle. We're struggling to remember and know who we are. But once you can come from that place of rawness, of truth, of here I am with all my stuff, then you set yourself free. Here we go. Authenticity. The Sacred Yes is the book, Letters from the Infinite. Tell the people about authenticity. It is really the only thing that they need to know, that they really need to know about in this human realm. Everything else stems from it. The healing is really about finding their authentic selves. The transformation, too, is really about authenticity. The creativity, love, everything of any value is really about finding one's authenticity and giving it expression. You humans have become overly concerned with the expression aspect and have not paid attention, enough attention to the authenticity aspect. When you do consider your authenticity, you freeze because you don't know how you will be able to express it. Your authentic self is the place of integration of your spirituality and your humanity. I'm just going to read that again just in case you're saying, what is my authentic self? Your authentic self is the place of integration of your spirituality and your humanity. In this place, your human expressions are a reflection of both your individual uniqueness and your understanding of yourself as a spiritual being incarnate in a body who is one with the whole. So what good does it do to express if your expression is not authentic? I understand why you do this. The drive within you to express is so great, so overwhelming, that you feel you must put something into motion. When this drive is coupled with the equally intense human need for self-preservation, you express the things that appear to be the safest. Sit with that for a minute. When this drive is coupled with the equally intense human need for self-preservation, you express the things that appear to be the safest. Safest? Safe to whom? As you grow in your spiritual maturity, you realize that you have misunderstood the issue of safety. What you used to consider safe was really stagnation and crystallization in former patterns. Safe was limiting you to what had been done before. Safe was limiting you to what had been done before, whether by yourself or others. You always fear that your authenticity will not be appreciated by those whom you love. And you're probably right. Authenticity is really appreciated by anyone other than the author. So what will be your measuring stick? Your own internal valuation of yourself, or the price tag that others place on you? Why do you chop yourself up? And why do you place every creative thing that is given to you on an auction block for bidding? Are you so consumed with your materialistic point of view that nothing has worth unless it has an exchange value placed on it by someone else? Must the price of everything be determined by how much someone else is willing to give for it? What about yourself? What are you willing to give for what you have? How much are you willing to invest in yourself and in your own ideas and creative expression? Just how much? Just how much? Just how much are you willing to invest in your own creative expression? Your creative expression and your ideas. You get to choose. You get to decide. It's all up to you. And the paradox, if you will, is you got to give it away to receive it. You got to share it. So
If you're giving yourself reasons why it's not the perfect time, why you can't do it right now, I'm feeling sad, I feel guilty, I can't do it. This is the only time to express yourself, because you are enough and everything you bring to the table will be perfect for the soul food that the people sitting around the table of your consciousness want to eat. Oh, really? Sorry, I got distracted by something I saw in the chat room. Adonia. Finally delivered? I didn't know that. You know, it's all been said, and I'm sure a lot has been triggered for you. And I trust and know from a deep place that the conversation that we've had today, this show, the things, the music, the silliness, the jokes, all the stuff, all that we've shared together today has triggered something for you. It's activated something within you. You know, I know for me, it is such a blessing, beyond a blessing, to be able to do what I do. And, okay, I'm multitasking. Checking out Adonia's new name. Yeah, but it's really, the truth is, if you want to know your enoughness, give of yourself. Express yourself. Don't go into, I don't know what my gifts are. Don't do it. It's not the truth. Give what you got. Give what you can. Give whatever you can think of right now. You know, the world is waiting for us, and so are you. And the future is being created right now. And you're part of the delivery process. You are the mother, as Celeste reminds us, which Reverend Deborah was sharing yesterday, which made so much sense when she said it. Sometimes we think we're the mother giving birth, or we focus only on the pain. We very rarely think of ourselves as the baby that's moving into a new environment and has got gifts to deliver. And the time we jump from the mother to being the midwife, and we just want to help people go through what they're going through and help them deliver their baby. But when we are delivering the baby, sometimes we forget that we are the mother, the baby, and the midwife. We sometimes focus on the pain. You are the mother, and you are enough to give birth to the child as well as midwife yourself. Love yourself. Nurture yourself as you go through all that you're going through. Everything that you are going through, it's part of the process. The story never ends, you know. It's a never-ending story. And the truth is, you are enough. And the challenge, the opportunity, the gifts, or whatever you want to call it, is how do you express your enoughness in a world that is full of limitation? So your challenge is to infuse the no sense into the five senses. The no sense is the all sense, the sixth sense, whatever sense you want to call it, is to bring your unlimited self and transform the so-called limited appearance. Transform your bank account. Transform your relationship. Transform your health. Transform your life. And you transform it by being authentic. Because the thing that is nagging you from inside, when you give yourself permission to express that you're being nagged, that something is pissing you off right now, or you're nervous, or you feel that you don't have what it takes, you make yourself available to receive so much more. I remember times when I'm doing like a speaking engagement
And just before I go on, I am so nervous. Oh, my God, I'm so nervous. Like, oh my, whose idea was this again? And why did they ask me to do this? And even forget that, I still get nervous sometimes before a show. And I'm thinking, oh, boy. But the minute the music finished playing, or if I talk before the music, well, usually the music does it for me. But by the time I say, it's showtime, I open my mouth, I forget about the fears, the nervousness. It disappears because the nervousness, the fear is just stuff you made up in your head and it's making you feel uncomfortable. You're intoxicated with junk. But the minute you step into the moment, it's like, oh my God, is that the time? And yes, it is. Time flies when you're having fun. Let's see, what else do we have here? So are you saying we have a message today, or are you talking about yesterday's message from Dana? I know we got a message from Dana yesterday, but it was after the show. But I don't know if she sent another one. Well, if you want to share something, if you're going through something, don't take it out of me. Just ask God to fix it. I love that song. Oh, Kelly, you going through something? Don't take it out of me. Just ask God to fix it. 347-426-3346 as we get ready to release the show. Let me see. Celeste is talking to me. Oh, yeah, I saw that from yesterday. No, she sent it yesterday. Yeah, we got a message. Let's include you guys in Reality Radio. Reality Radio, yeah, there you go. I said it the first time, I think. We got a message yesterday, but it was after the show yesterday, and the questions were related part of it was for Reverend Deborah, and she was gone. And Celeste is telling me about that. Why'd you have to tell him about that? Because I appreciate the listening ears of my listeners. I want them to know everything. Oh, wait, no. I want them to know almost everything that I'm doing. Almost everything. I can't have them knowing everything. Got to keep some stuff to myself. Yes. Let's see, there's something somebody has to say about what I'm saying, because I'm done, I'm complete, I'm enough. So, if you want to add to the conversation, it's your moment. If not, bah! Somebody just hung up, that's why I said that. let's see. Reverend Deborah, Sabonfa Somme, maybe Sabonfa, let me see. Abraham, is it you? Yeah, let's go to Sabonfa. Sabonfa said, you know you want me. She's flashing a gap at me. She's like, yeah, it's me. I got something to say. Sabonfa Somme.
Intimacy is one of the most important things in our life. In my country, when two people meet, there is a new spirit that is born out of that relationship, which is called the spirit of intimacy, because healthy relationships are at the heart of human being life. When we meet someone, it's important to let our guard down, to surrender to what is being born, so that we can begin to experience that spirit of intimacy that is being born between us. When we meet and open our heart, we are able to then welcome someone into our heart while welcoming ourselves.
There you have it. Get intimate with yourself. Get loved up. Get intimate. Oh, wait. Dana said something today. Okay. Oh, there's something on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Okay. Ooh, I gotta read this out loud. I'm going to intimately embrace this. So she was responding to a conversation we were having yesterday, and then she goes, "Answers coming." Oh, she said, "Oh, that's cool." Okay, so I am just so grateful for your creative educational forum. I love that. Ooh, my creative educational forum. Thank you. Ooh, that's introduced to my body. Ooh, I got goosebumps. And then she said, "Wait for it." She said, "You rock." Have a sweet, yummy, magnificent day. I'm the rocking life coach. That's right. If you want to rock with me, ask at lifecoachaday.com. Yeah, let's tell you a little something about this nutcase. We're here to set you free.
Glenda, I'll come to you in a minute. Let's do this. Because now Dana said, I approve this message. You rock. And if you rock, 347-426-3346. We'll be right back.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Be still, listen, and be transformed. It's in the stillness that you get to recognize who and what you are. Adonia, how did you come up? What triggered this new name, Divinely Delivered? I mean, I'm curious. Let's go to Glenda. Glenda, my sister. Who's
there?
Oh,
good.
Wonderful.
How are you?
I am good. You got a few minutes. What's going on in your world?
I'm
What's
quick.
Shaking?
Well, I feel like you were peeking into my head because the whole show, I'm like, how does he know what I was going through? What Reverend
I'm a
Michael
brain
calls
you.
Calls
you don't know I'm a brain surgeon.
Dread. So when Reverend Michael talks about the existential dread, I'm like, woo, you know, our day is like talking to me. So I just wanted to say, you know, thank you. Thank you for being you and showing up and tapping in because, you know, I definitely feel different than when the show started. You know, definitely, you know, more in alignment. Like, yes, I am enough. Like, what's wrong with me? Like, why am I looking at circumstances? And, you know, why don't I just, you know, be there, be where I am enough. Everything is right there. You know, so thank you.
You're very
thank
welcome.
You, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the confirmation. There's a part of me that still needs that, and I don't judge it. It's always nice to know that what I'm sharing is landing somewhere and just helping people, because that's it. It's a dance.
Oh, yes.
Thank
right
you, my
on
sister.
Time. Right on time. I needed to hear everything that you said. Okay. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Indeed. You too. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.
Yes. Indeed. You know? Every time you have yourself, when you find yourself tripping, say, oh, wait, I know what's happening. God is trying to birth itself through me. God is trying to birth herself through me. Okay. And because God is trying to birth herself through me, this is painful. I don't even think it. I don't think I'm wide enough to let this baby out, but clearly God knows what God is doing, so I'm just going to breathe and push. I don't know how I seem to have this idea that I know what it's like to be birthed. Well, I may not have given birth to a physical child, but better believe I've given birth. Because sometimes that baby's got a big head. Sometimes you just say, just cut it out, okay? I just cut this baby out. But, you know, it's all part of the process. And the challenges, the struggle that we're going through is actually part of a spiritual evolution. You are being broken open, wide open, and you don't need nothing. No, I'm not going to say that. There's nothing you need to adjust. it will take shape again, and you once life breaks you open, you don't need no plastic surgery because there's more room for love to express itself. And I won't say what's about to come out of my mouth. I just need to stop it right now. Let me play a song so I can get out of here. We need each other. So sometimes it's just simply about being there for somebody. Sometimes it's just asking somebody, I need your help. Tell me something. But you know, you are enough. And Tanya said in the chat room, she said, thanks, family, dropping my mic, raising my hands. And she said, I am enough. I know that's right. Oh, I love you. I love you beyond words. I love you from a deep place. I am in gratitude for your listening ears, for your consciousness, for your presence, for your love, for all that you do in your life, for sharing the show, for who you are seeking to be, as you remember that you're already there. The challenges, I honor you. The ups and downs, I honor you, and I acknowledge you, and I bless your journey. Make sure you join Ambassador tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the play experience. The question is, ladies and gentlemen, old listeners, regular listeners, you know this. Have you played with yourself today? Did he just say that? He is so bad. You're right, I'm bad. Have you played with yourself today? Have you purposely loved and appreciated yourself? P-L-A-Y, play. Have you purposely, just for the sake of it, loved and appreciated yourself? Go ahead, do it. You are enough. 7 p.m. Eastern. And then on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, we have the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan on LifeConversationsRadio.com. 8 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you join her. Of course, all the shows are archived. And don't forget Friday, the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show is syndicated on Within Radio. And to find out more information, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. And I'm sending love and blessings to Elaine. And it's time to step out of here. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. It's the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And be loved. Allow the love to flow in and out of you. I was looking for a song to play, and this one just jumped at me. You know you're an angel. My niece was saying yesterday, my dad called her an angel. She said, yeah, I'm an angel without wings, but we do have wings. Don't be fooled by your physical eyes. We are all angels searching for each other. Karen Drucker, I am out of here. Listen to her. Do stop it. I'm out of here. I'm done. I've had a great time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show. And I look forward to seeing you on Monday and whenever I see you, whenever you come back. KarenDrucker.com is the house. And things are not working the way they're supposed to. What is really going on? I'm going to lay hands on you right now. We are all angels searching for... Okay, go ahead, Karen Drucker. You do it. My singing voice is sleeping. I'm out of here. KarenDrucker.com. You are an angel to me, and I love you. I bless you. Thank you. I'm out. Peace and blessings.
Who only have one wing. All angels searching for each other. All angels who cannot reach the sky. 'Cause we need each other to fly. Do you know there are angels in our midst? Can you hear them? Can you feel them? They're all around you, with you every day. Do you see them, or do you look the other way? It's that man that I forgot to kiss as I hurried out the door, or that stranger that said hello, that I ignored. They are angels.
They are angels. busy, time goes by so fast. I rush through the day, trying to make each moment last. When I take the time to look around, I see sweet angels smiling back at me. Everywhere, at any time, I need to open up my eyes and see the beauty that surrounds me. Now I realize we are angels.
We are angels.
We are.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.